Why don't you use monitor to take headphone?
Damodar, you have a headphone?
Yes,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर टू प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स टेक्स्ट 35 सत्व सत्यं न चिद्धातरिदं निजं भवेत् विज्ञान अज्ञान भिदापमार्जनम् गुण प्रकाशैरनुमीयते भवान् प्रकाश तेजस्य च येन वा गुणः Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your Lordship. Who are the controller of material nature? Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Please repeat after me. O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your Lordship. Who are the controller of material nature? Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, Traiguna Vishaya Veda Nistraiguna Bhavarjuna. Unless one is situated in transcendence, one cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29. अथापि ते देव पदाम्बुजद्वय प्रसादलेशानुगृहीत एव हि जानाति तत्यं भगवन् महिम्न न चान्न एकोऽपि चिरं विचिन्नन् Only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can one understand Him. Those who are in the modes of material nature, although speculating for thousands of years, cannot understand Him. The Lord has innumerable forms, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan. And unless these forms, such as Lord Ramchandra, Nishinga, Krishna and Balaram, were transcendental, how could they be worshipped by the devotees since time immemorial? Bhakta Mam Abhijanati Javan Jashchashmi Tattvataha. Bhagavad Gita 18.55. Devotees who awaken their transcendental nature in the presence of the Lord and who follow the rules and regulations of devotional service can understand Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra and other incarnations. Who are not of this material world but who come from the spiritual world for the benefit of people in general. If one does not take to this process, one imagines or manufactures some form of God according to material qualities and can never awaken a real understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Bhakta Mam Abhijanati Javan Jashchashmi Tattataha signify that unless one worships the Lord according to the regulative devotional principles, one cannot awaken the transcendental nature. Deity worship, even in the absence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, awakens the transcendental nature of the devotee, who thus becomes increasingly attached to the Lord's lotus feet. The appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the modes of material nature. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person. Therefore, a section of religion is imagined that God must be very old, and therefore they depict a form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Samhita, that is contradicted. Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has his eternal form as a fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection in the Srimad Bhagavatam are Vijnanam Ajnanam Bhidapamarjanam. Vijnanam means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnana is also experience knowledge. Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of disciplic succession as Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is Vijnana as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience, and in that way he presented the form of the form and the pastimes of Krishna in the transcendental abode. Ajnana Bhida means that which can match all kinds of speculation. In ignorance, people are imagining the form of the Lord. Sometimes he has no form and sometimes he has form, according to their different imaginations. But the presentation of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita is Vijnana, scientific, experience knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. There is no doubt about it. Sri Krishna's form, Sri Krishna's flute, Sri Krishna's color, everything is reality. Here it is said that this Vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore the demigods prayed, without your appearing as Krishna as you are, neither Ajnanabhida, the nations of speculative knowledge, nor Vijnanam would be realized. Ajnanabhidapamarjanam. By your appearance, the speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished, and the real experience knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Men, influenced by the three modes of material nature, imagine their own God according to the modes of material nature. In this way, God is presented in various ways, but your appearance will establish what is real form of God. What is the real form of God is. The highest blunder committed by the impersonalist is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, he accepts a form of matter in a mode of goodness. Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayan is transcendental to any material idea. Even the greatest impersonalist, Shankaracharya, has admitted Narayana Parabhyaktat. The material creation is caused by the Abhyakta, the impersonal manifestation of matter, or the non-phenomenal total reservoir of matter. And Krishna is transcendental to that material conception. This is expressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Suddha Sattva or transcendental. The Lord does not belong to the material modes of nature, for he is above the passion of the material goodness. He belongs to the transcendental eternal status of bliss and knowledge. Dear Lord, the demigods prayed, when you appear in your different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Shyamasundar because of your transcendental body. Shyama means blackish, yet they say that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids. Gandharpa Koti Kamaniya. Although you appear in a color which is compared to that of a blackish cloud, you are the transcendental absolute, and therefore your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid. Sometimes you are called Giridhari because you lifted the hill known as Govardhan. You are sometimes called Nandanandana or Vasudeva or Devaki Nandana because you appear as a son of Maharaj Nanda or Devaki or Vasudeva. Impersonalists think that your many names or forms are according to a particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of a material observer. Our dear Lord, the way of understanding is not to study your absolute nature, form and activities by mental speculation. One must engage himself in devotional service, then one can understand your absolute nature and your transcendental form, name and quality. Actually, only a person who has a little taste for the service of your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature or form and quality. Others may go on speculating for millions of years, but it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna cannot be understood by the non-devotees because there is a curtain of Yogamaya which covers Krishna's actual features. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.25, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, the Lord says, I am not exposed to anyone and everyone. When Krishna came, he was actually present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and everyone saw him, but not everyone could understand that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, everyone who died in his presence attained complete liberation from material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world. Because foolish mudhas do not awaken their spiritual nature, they do not understand Krishna or Rama. Avajananti mang mudha manushim tanumashritam. Even big academic scholars, not considering the endeavor of the acharyas who have recommended devotional service in many elaborate commentaries and notes, think that Krishna is fictitious. This is due to a lack of transcendental knowledge and a failure to awaken Krishna consciousness. One should have the common sense to ask why. If Krishna or Ram were fictitious, stalwart scholars like Sridhar Swami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bira Raghava, Vijayadhaja, Vallabhacharya and many other recognized acharyas would have not spent so much time to write about Krishna in notes and commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice verse and a very long purport. Sattang na chitthata ridang nijang bhavet vijnanam agyanam bhidapamarjanam guna prakashair anumiyate bhavan prakashate jasya chajena ba gunaha. O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your Lordship. Who are the controller of material nature? Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. So, the demigods are praying to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he is in the womb of his mother, in the prison of Kamsa. They are offering their prayers. So these are such beautiful prayers, and in these prayers they are making this very wonderful point that your form is transcendental to the modes of material nature. Saktang Ched Dhatar Idang Nijang Bhavet. And if you did not assume this form, if you did not come with this form, people couldn't understand, or we couldn't understand the difference between matter and spiritual nature. Transcendence. When we become involved in the material nature, our activities actually revolve around our sense gratification. Everybody is simply trying to gratify his senses, and he considers that sense gratification is the ultimate goal of life. And as a result of that, they become bound by the modes of nature and karmic reactions. That is the law of nature. This guna karma, guna and karma, prakritik kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvashaha. In the material nature, everyone is controlled by guna and karma. Whatever he is doing, he is simply controlled by guna and karma. But ahankara vimuratma karta hamiti mannati. Being bewildered by his ahankar, false ego, he thinks himself to be the doer. So from this verse we understand that nobody actually has the ability to do anything by himself. He is simply controlled by guna and karma. This is Krishna's arrangement. We are thinking that we are doing, but what we are actually doing? We are simply acting according to our previous actions, karma. We are acting according to our karma. We have acted in the past in a certain way. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Girihari Gopal Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. So Krishna is making that point. Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasah. Everything is being controlled by guna and karma. But the living entities are thinking that he is the doer. And by thinking that he is the doer, meaning he has to act in order to get what he wants, he becomes subjective to the karmic reactions. And the karmic reactions are taking place according to the modes of nature. One acts in a certain mode, the reaction will be like that. He acts in the mode of ignorance, the reaction will be according to that. Acts in mode of passion, the reaction will be in a certain way. He acts in a mode of goodness, and there also the reaction will be in a certain way. And the reactions are like urdhaṁ gacchanti sattastha. Those who are situated in the mode of goodness, urdhaṁ gacchanti, they go high, they go to the upper planetary system. Madhye tiṣṭhati rājasa. Those who are influenced by the mode of passion, they remain in this planet, Madhye. And jaghanna guna vrittiśca adho gacchanti tamasa. Being influenced by the jaghanna, very disgusting mode of ignorance, they go down. So this is how living entities are acting, and they are getting the results of their actions. And whatever is happening is simply because of that. So this is how we all have been tied down to this material nature by this very special arrangement of Krishna. But then Krishna comes. And when he comes, he acts in a certain way which is in total defiance to the laws of material nature. And by seeing that, we begin to realize that here is a person who can completely defy the laws of material nature. His actions are not by, not arranged by, he is not acting according to the guna and karma. He is acting in his own sweet, independent way. And he can do anything. But his actions are generally motivated by two purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya chidushruta. When he protects his devotees, in such a wonderful way that everyone becomes awestruck. And when he kills the demons, he kills them in such a way that it looks so amazing. So that is the transcendental But when he saw how he acted, then he realized, oh, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Brahma saw Krishna killing Agasura, then Brahma became surprised that Agasura, who could kill Agasura in this way? He was such a terrible demon that even the demigods were afraid of him. So powerful. And the next moment, he saw that Krishna is eating other jutha. The food stuff that has been contaminated by others eating it, that, you know, for a Supreme Personality of Godhead to behave like that is absolutely inconceivable. That's why Brahma was surprised. In one hand, he killed the demon, Agasura, so easily. It looks like it may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the next moment, he is behaving in such a way that even a civilized human being will not behave like that. A cultured, civilized person will not eat from somebody else's plate. Unless he is very exalted spiritual personality or superior. Yes, jutha is eaten from others as their remnants. Like a wife eats the remnants of her husband. Disciples eat the remnants of spiritual master, Vaishnavas. So that is all right. But here, Krishna is, Narayan is eating somebody's jutha is unthinkable. That's where Brahma became surprised. And then he stole the, in order to test Krishna, who he was, he stole the calves and cowherd boys. But then as he turned around, after keeping them in the cave, when he turned around, he found that the scene is the same. That many calves are grazing, and that many boys are just sitting around and having a picnic. So Brahma was completely surprised. So now that's why they are praying, that had you not have come, we couldn't understand your transcendental nature. Transcendental nature, that is, you are beyond the modes of material nature. You are not subjected to the laws of this material nature, guna karma. Even the exalted personalities are also affected by the guna and karma of this nature. Only difference is that the exalted personalities do not become affected by that. Their consciousness doesn't become affected by that. They became unperturbed. In distress and difficulties, they remain anudvignamana, they do not become perturbed. And shukhecha bhigatasprīha, in happiness they do not become attached. They remain detached and unperturbed. So that is the sign of mode of goodness. So exalted personalities are in the mode of goodness and they do not become affected by these arrangements of the modes of the material nature. But Krishna is beyond that. Like when he protects his devotees, he protects them in such a wonderful way, and when he kills the demons, he kills the demon in such a wonderful way, and when he plays with his devotees, then also he plays in such a wonderful way. He is dancing rasa dance with so many thousands of gopis, and he expanded himself into that many personalities. And he is dancing with them. Now, normally people may think that how is it possible? How could Krishna expand himself into 16,000 forms? Sometimes they may even wonder how could Krishna get married to 16,000 queens and build 16,000 palaces and live with them in those palaces, expanding himself into that many forms. These are inconceivable. But Prabhupada's point in that respect is, if Krishna can expand himself as a super soul and stay with everybody in his heart, so that is how many? Countless living entities. And Krishna expanded into countless numbers and residing with them in their hearts as the super soul. So if he can do that, why can't he expand himself at least in 16,000 forms? What's so difficult for Krishna? So that is Krishna's transcendental nature, inconceivable potency. And by recognizing, by seeing, when one sees these wonderful activities of Krishna, he becomes completely, completely amazed. Unless he is envious. But those who are envious, they are blinded with envy. That's why they don't see Krishna's wonderful qualities. Due to their envy, they just simply don't want to accept it. They say, well, these are some exaggeration. How can a cowherd boy display such qualities? He's just a cowherd boy. I'm a kshatriya. I'm better than him. Or I'm a brahmana. I'm better than him. That was the problem with these kshatriya kings like Shishupal, Dantavakra, Jarasandha, Kamsa. Just could not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in spite of seeing his amazing qualities. Duryodhana saw Krishna's universal form. But even in spite of that, he could not accept Krishna. He went against him. That is the nature of a demon. Whereas the devotees, they not only by seeing Krishna's wonderful activity, even by hearing about Krishna's wonderful activities, they accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the difference between a devotee and a demon. The demons, even after seeing Krishna's wonderful activities, cannot accept Krishna's supremacy. Whereas devotee, just by hearing about Krishna's wonderful activities, they accept him as their Lord and Master. So Krishna displays, but not that everybody gets a chance to see that. And that's why it is said that they are seeing transcendental reality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates and their activities and their qualities cannot be seen by our eyes. They have to be seen by our ears. Shutekshita. The word has been used in that respect is Shutekshita. Shuta is hearing. And Ikshita means to see. Seen by hearing. That is the way one has to see the Supreme Personality of God. By hearing. And in this respect, Prabhupada said that don't try to see a sadhu with your eyes. See a sadhu with your ears. That is how much about Krishna he speaks about. How convincingly he speaks about Krishna. Because if he himself is not convinced about Krishna, he will not be able to speak about Krishna and convince others. But when a sadhu speaks about Krishna, then one gets to see Krishna just by hearing the descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on the part of a devotee, he has faith. But he has faith for the right authority, a bona fide person, not just anybody and everybody. Rather, sometimes when somebody speaks about Krishna, but if he himself is not convinced about Krishna, or if he himself doesn't have devotion to Krishna, they can't tolerate that kind of narration. They walk away from there. Because they can see that it's just acting. It's not real stuff. He himself doesn't have love for Krishna, and here he's speaking about Srimad Bhagavat, giving Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Saptaha. So the important thing is that he speaks about Krishna with full conviction. His faith is transmitted, actually. It is a matter of transmission of faith. The amount of faith we have in our heart, to that extent, will be able to influence our sincere audience, sincere listener. And that's the point the demigods are making here. That transcendental reality, we have to recognize that beyond this material nature, there is another reality, the transcendental reality, spiritual sky. And we have to listen, we have to see the spiritual sky. And when Krishna comes, that spiritual sky becomes manifest. Those who are fortunate, they can see it themselves. But even then, when Krishna withdraws his pastimes, sadhus are left behind, who speak about Krishna's transcendental pastimes. The scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are there that describe Krishna's transcendental pastimes. And just by hearing about those pastimes, we develop our faith in Krishna. And what does the sadhu do? He reconfirms our faith. He intensifies our faith. And as a result of that, bhavanti ritkarna rashayana katha. We develop a taste for this hearing by which our ears and our heart becomes completely satisfied. And as a result of that, we develop our attachment to Krishna, which causes the cessation of material suffering. And due to this attachment, we develop a love for Krishna. Whereas the Mayavadis, they are very, very unfortunate. Because they cannot accept Krishna's personal form, and they think, that's what Prabhupada is pointing in the purport, that they think that ultimately everything is nirakar, formless. And the form is in the mode of goodness. That means that form is material. They do not have any understanding that beyond this impersonal Brahma Jyoti, there is a spiritual reality with variety and form and qualities and other attributes. So that is the problem with the Mayavadis. And as a result of that, they'll never be able to understand the actual reality, the spiritual sky. They're trying to see everything in the light of material nature. Everything is material. Only Brahman is spiritual. And that spiritual Brahman is Nirakar. So this akar is maya, this form is maya. But the devotees understand that yes, this form, this material nature is maya, but beyond that there is an absolute reality where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing with His eternal associates. And we have the opportunity to go back to that spiritual reality if we follow the process properly. So wonderfully Prabhupada is explaining all these points. Now we should just accept them with faith and try to understand them with our intelligence. Our heart should be filled with faith, Shraddha, and our head should be filled with intelligence. Then only the spiritual reality will be perceivable. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yes, in Africa.
Learning the qualification for speaking Bhagavatam, as you spoke about, you mentioned how devotees don't walk away from. So in our impure state, we're still asked to give Bhagavatam class, for example, even though we don't have love of God, even though we're not purified.
You may not have love of God, but you have faith. That's why you joined ISKCON. That's why you are practicing this process. Isn't it? You may be a green mango now, but you'll become ripe. And Prabhupada instituted this system so that the devotees learn how to preach. Prabhupada is forcing his devotees, go give a class so that you can go out and convince others. You practice. So there is a difference. That's the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. The devotee may not be very learned, but he has one simple quality, one very important quality, is that he accepted Krishna is God and he is acting accordingly. But others, they may have, many of them, they are very learned. Many of them actually memorize the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. And they speak very eloquent lectures. But because they do not have that faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why they cannot transmit that faith. They're giving a Bhagavatam class, but their understanding is ultimately everything is Brahma. And Krishna is in the mode of goodness. A form in the mode of goodness. And ultimately you and I, although we are glorifying Krishna, but someday I'll become Krishna. Or I'll become even better than Krishna. That is their understanding. And that is why it's so dangerous and ineffective. Yes. Yeah, Madhupati Prabhu, do you have a question?
Well, question is, we are talking about reviving our position, reinstating our position. So, or like the Suddha Sattva. Well, when we are in our real Swarupa, we are fixed in one mellow or the other. Is there a progression in that mellow or is that a fixed mellow?
Generally, the mellows are fixed. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he wants, he can change it. And those relationships or mellows are not something that we can determine. It's up to Krishna to decide. That is the spiritual difference between material and spiritual. Material nature, in the material nature, we are trying to determine. Whereas in the spiritual nature, we are simply dependent upon Krishna's will. Krishna is the one who decides. And we simply follow. Today we may be, just like consider Joy and Vijay, the gatekeepers and situated in Vaikuntha. But Krishna made them play the role of his enemy. And what a fantastic acting they did. Under Jogamaya's transcendental directorship. And then the reward is elevation to Vrindavan. First elevation to Navadvip as Jagai and Madhai, and elevation to Navadvip means entrance to Vrindavan.
Isn't it that when they were getting, they were completely satisfied in their course, not that they were thinking that, oh, I think we want to progress further.
Right. They were not thinking of progress as such.
Yeah.
Like in Vaikuntha, what was the mood? Like, I wish we could give this pleasure to the Lord. But the problem was that to give that pleasure, Vaikuntha was not possible. It was not possible to give that pleasure to Krishna in Vaikuntha. Therefore, the arrangement was that they will come to the material nature. So, they simply wanted to serve. They didn't think, oh, gatekeeper, why am I gatekeeper? Why am I not Krishna's personal associate in his court?
When you talked about the demons, that even though they were seeing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they still did not recognize him, or they were not accepting him. But on the other hand, when we see Mother Yashoda, she never accepted that you know, he was the Lord. Is it that the feeling of love and envy were so dominating?
Yeah, one is, you see, for the demon, demons are blinded with envy. Whereas, devotees like Mother Yashoda is again blinded with love. That's why she is not seeing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the difference between the devotee and a demon is, especially Krishna in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, that while the demons, they want to harm Krishna, kill Krishna. The devotees don't think that way. Their thing is that they simply want to serve Krishna. They simply want to express their love for Krishna.
So the feeling is sometimes higher than the intelligence.
Which one?
Either way.
Which?
In a good way or a bad way, is that what it is?
You see, it is not that. It's not a matter of intelligence. It's actually a matter of some kind of illusion. This illusion is called Yogamaya. It is because of Yogamaya that they are not recognizing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now what is the difference between Mahamaya's influence and Yogamaya's influence? Mahamaya's influence is called illusion caused by ignorance. Whereas Yogamaya's influence is illusion caused by love. It's not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but to them it doesn't matter whether Krishna is God or not. What prevails is their love for Krishna. You are my son, that's what matters to me. You are my friend, that's what matters to me. If you are God or not, doesn't matter. Still I would love you. Even if you are not God, I love you. Even if you are God, I love you. Or their feeling is, if you are God, so what? If you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? But you are my friend. That's what matters to me. Any question in the internet?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, show me, Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, any question?
I think what you answered that in previous life they must have done so much, so they recognize that this is the Supreme Lord, but then it changes into a loving relationship and it is very mellow. But it's not that they had known how they would love unless he is Krishna. It's not that they are loving any abstract or somebody other than Krishna. They are definitely loving Krishna.
Yeah, right.
So in previous birth, they must
have. But some loving relationships cannot be there unless we forget that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
some loving relationship is not possible with God, to have with God. Like where God is God, if you know that God, He is Krishna, you cannot possibly
but
deal with Him.
Higher ranges, but at least they know the position of Krishna. In
yeah.
Back of the mind, they're not in front. But
oh yeah, yeah. They are not atheists. They're devotees.
Yes,
they're devotees.
Loving other than Krishna. They
right.
are loving Krishna.
They're devotees, no doubt. But their relationship with Krishna is in such a way that in order to fully appreciate that relationship, they have to forget that Krishna is God. An example has been given in this way. The cowherd boys are climbing onto Krishna's back, right? Playfully. They're climbing onto, just like children, they climb onto each other's back. So they're climbing onto Krishna's back. Now, which devotee will dare to go into the altar and put his foot on the deity? Will he be able to do that? He'll rather die but do a thing like that. But in Vrindavan, they're doing it. So, how is it possible? Jogamaya made them forget that Krishna is God. That's why they can deal with him like that. Which is not possible in Vaikuntha. Which is not possible with the understanding, with the awareness that Krishna is God.
Like how worshipping God inside, we are really entering into Vraja, Vrindavan, Dhamarna, intimate loving relationships more than higher than Vaikuntha. So just putting like when we chant Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, and then chant, then it is not Lakshminarayana worship, it is Radha Krishna worship.
Right. Radha Krishna worship directly without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lakshmi Narayana worship.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. You see, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay, let me go back in this way. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the purpose of Krishna's appearance has been revealed, described as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this has been said that after revealing his pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna considered that I reveal my Braja Leela, but how will anybody ever enter into this Braja pastime of mine? Because one will naturally, a devotee will naturally render devotional service to me in Vaidhi Bhakti. And by serving in Vaidhi Bhakti, when he achieves perfection, he'll go to Vaikuntha. So, serve in Vaidhi Bhakti and end in Vaikuntha. So, he won't be able to come to Vrindavan. Because from Vaikuntha, he cannot go to Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. Now, when that devotee Krishna is served through Vaidhi Bhakti, then he becomes qualified to enter into Vrindavan. You see, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself is served by Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee is served through Vaidhi Bhakti, that is the way to go to Vrindavan. So that is how Krishna actually came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is an explanation to the verse, Honor Pita Charin Chirat. So, and now there are two considerations to that. One consideration is that when one serves Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna.
Not only Krishna, Radha Krishna. So when one achieves the perfection of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Radha Krishna. Just as Ramananda Rai did. Rasaraj Mahabhag Duyak. So then, when he sees Radha Krishna, where is he? He is in Vrindavan. So that is one way to understand it. And the other way to understand is that Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha and Raganuga Bhakti leads to Vrindavan. Now this is, here is the problem. Devotee will always serve the Lord in Vaidhi Bhakti. Right? So, you know, devotees will not jump into Raganuga Bhakti. So this is the problem that people do not, many devotees are in ISKCON are being misled by some people. That they are claiming that I'll give you Raganuga Bhakti. Right? Swami Maharaj gave you Vaidhi Bhakti, I'll give you Raganuga Bhakti. But the point is, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhing Vina, Vaikanti ki Harer Bhaktir, Utpatoiva Kalpati. See, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhing Vina, without Vidhi. If Vaikanti ki Harer Bhakti, sincere devotion to Hari, Krishna, Utpatoiva Kalpati, will simply create disturbance. So then, how a sincere devotee will give up Vaidhi Bhakti and jump into Raganuga Bhakti? It is pointed out that Vaikantike Harer Bhakti Utpatai Vakalpati will simply create disturbance. As we are seeing how it's creating disturbance. These people are simply creating disturbance. Okay, now, without Raganuga Bhakti you can't enter into Vrindavan. But then again, without Vaidhi, I mean, you as a devotee, you won't do anything but serve Vaidhi Bhakti.
Here,
right.
Like we are doing
Vaidhi Bhakti. Right, we are doing Vaidhi Bhakti. Right. Right. Now, you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following Vaidhi Bhakti. Krishna as a devotee, you are rendering Vaidhi Bhakti to him. Right. Now, let us see, what is Raganuga Bhakti? Rag Anug. There are Ragatmika Bhaktas. The Brajavasis are Ragatmika Bhaktas and their Anuga, to follow them, is Raganuga Bhakti. Right? To follow a resident of Vrindavan is Raganuga Bhakti. That's why, as I was telling yesterday, Lakshmi Devi cannot enter into Vrindavan. Because in order to enter into Vrindavan, Narayan said that you have to be, you have to submit yourself to some gopi in Vrindavan. So that is Raganuga Bhakti. You submit yourself to a resident of Vrindavan. And then that's how you make your entrance into Vrindavan. So now, when we are serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Vaidhi Bhakti, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So when you are serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you serving? Radharani. The greatest of Ragatmika Bhakta. So see, this is how Vaidhi Bhakti is becoming transformed into Raganuga Bhakti automatically. So this is a perfect process Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Krishna gave as coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the perfect process that Srila Prabhupada gave. Those who do not and understand that and accept that, you know, it's unfortunate.
So many even Gaudiya Vaishnavas are misled also in saying that I could give you.
There can be some exceptional devotees, can be, because, you know, like, they can develop that mood. There is, but the thing is, that cannot be the normal standard. You see, Prabhupada came to give Krishna consciousness to the mass. Now these, you know, exceptional cases of Raganuga Bhakti cannot be for the mass. For everybody. For everybody. See, Mahaprabhu came and gave it. So why should we concoct something else? As you are saying, that, you know, following Mahaprabhu is the way. So Mahaprabhu came to bestow this mercy on us. So why shouldn't we take an easy path, but take a difficult one?
Training somebody as a Raganuga Bhakta, you act as such and such. Seems like it's very
right.
Dangerous also, because
the thing is, you see, like at a siddha stage, you know, at an advanced stage when one is purified, the self-realized guru can give the siddha sarup to the disciple. He can, but these are not the standard procedure. Like Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada pointed out, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur fought against it very, very vehemently, this point. That you anartha nivritti didn't take place. Still, you know, in Maya, still running after sense gratification, and that kind of guru who is still running after sense gratification, giving his diksha to a similar kind of conditioned soul, and giving his siddha sarup out of his imagination.
My devotees who are already like, we are all materialistic and have attachment to the senses, and by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they could develop Raganuga Bhakti, although they are not purified, they are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how they could develop
Yeah, so here again, Vaidhi Bhakti means following the scriptural injunctions. How is, what is the Vaidhi Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sankirtan, Jaggai Sankirtana Prayoi Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. So this Sankirtana Prayoi is the Vaidhi Bhakti to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it doesn't matter whoever you are, just become engaged in Sankirtan movement. Spread the glory of the Lord all over the world. That's what Mahaprabhu is. That's the way to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then someday, doesn't matter when, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, we'll find ourselves in Vrindavan. That is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we are here, let us just be engaged in Sankirtan. Isn't it wonderful to be engaged in Sankirtan? So that is the transcendental aspect of spiritual activity. When you are performing it, we enjoy, and when we achieve perfection, we enjoy. Thank you.
Also, there are so many questions, I don't want to take them in this time.
Okay, tomorrow. Because today I have to also prepare for... Huh? Okay, we can speak about Nishinati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven
canto, yeah. But the question answers can go on. Krishna's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Yeah.